Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywoods 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We thank them for five great years. This doesn't happen without the Sunbury Motors studio. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. The specials at Brewers Outlet on this Super Bowl weekend. Bud and Bud Light 18-pack cans for $11.98. Labatt 28-pack bottles, $19.95. And Hurricane 40-ounce bottles, $1.50. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. I think as everyone knows, I love the dills and love the barrels. It's all at Brewers Outlet. One-stop Super Bowl shopping. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. There is only one team undefeated in college basketball. Last night, number one Gonzaga went to the Marriott Center in Provo to take on BYU. And Tom Hudson with the call on the Gonzaga IMG Sports Network.
Silas Melson secures the rebound. Belongs quickly into the front court, but BYU gets back, and there's that zone defense again. Williams-Goss feeds Collins back to Williams-Goss. He's going to shoot a three from the right side. Ring it up for Williams-Goss. 27 points. The three pushes the lead to 11.
And Gonzaga won by 10 last night as they took care of business over BYU 85-75. There's really only one more regular season test that I think for them is going to be a hurdle for them to clear. They still have to play at St. Mary's. St. Mary's, good team. And that's always a good game between the two of them in the West Coast Conference. But Gonzaga's playing great. They would be a number one seed. And they are the number one team in the country right now. It's amazing the job Mark Few has done. I know he's been offered other jobs along the way. And he has always stayed at Gonzaga. Because you know what? Sometimes you have to know what's right for you. And if you can ask yourself the question, can I get to where I want to go, where I am? And the answer is yes, you stay. Well, Gonzaga has been a number one seed in the tournament. They haven't made the Final Four yet, but they have been a number one regional seed before. Right now, they have a chance to be a number one regional seed again. So the question is, can Mark Few get where he wants to go by being at Gonzaga? The answer is yes, he can. Being a number one seed means people consider you to be one of the four best teams in the tournament. At that point, it's up to you to take care of business. But Gonzaga can get, and Mark Few can get where he wants to go based on where he is. And that is a big, to me, that's always one of the biggest questions you always have to ask yourself in your job or your career. It's not just job, but your career. And in your career, can you get where you want to go, where you are right now, or do you need to change? For example, James Franklin in that spot at Vanderbilt. I think he saw there was a certain ceiling where he could get to. He looked at Penn State, growing up in Pennsylvania, understanding the depth of passion for Penn State football. And I think he looked at the program and said, can I get to the top of the mountain at that spot? And the answer was yes. Could he have done it at Vanderbilt? He would have been really good at Vanderbilt. But you're also looking at a lot of obstacles. There are no doubt there are obstacles here, But I think he looked at it and said, hey, look, I can get where I want to go at Penn State. So he took the job. And in any career, and the coaching career in particular, you ask, you know, can you get where you want to go where you are? Greg Marshall at Wichita State, I'm sure, has to ask that question all the time. All the time he has to ask that question. And and for Greg Marshall, the answer at Wichita State has been yes, he can. He's been to the Final Four with them. And Mark Few at Gonzaga, same thing. Nora Princiati is with the Boston Globe. It's her first year covering the Patriots. For years, she worked at the Washington Times. And here she is now covering the Super Bowl. Nora, welcome. Great to have you with us. Let's start with Roger Goodell. You sat there and listened to this. What kind of interesting verbal ride was that?
It was really funny. It was. I found myself cracking up a bunch, not just at Commissioner Goodell's sort of verbal twists and turns, but you got to give credit to the NFL for calling on a lot of my colleagues and a lot of Boston media in the commissioner's press conference yesterday, because he stood up there and took it. But yeah, there was some sleight of mouth, I guess.
One of your colleagues, Dan Shaughnessy, had a nice little interesting exchange with him during the press conference, if I recall.
Yes. About Goodell's reluctance to come to a game in Foxborough, and he, the commissioner's line was that he would come if he were invited. The thing with that is that if you ask the Kraft about why he hasn't been to Foxborough in 2 years, which of course coincides with Deflategate and all that, their answer is, well, we don't invite the commissioner. The commissioner can go wherever he wants. So something's got to give there, because on the ownership side, they're saying, we've never invited any commissioner. They just show up whenever they want to, and they're always welcome. And Goodell saying, well, you know, they got to send me a note and say, come sit in my box, and then he'll show up. So in other words,
we are to infer from that that Arthur Blank sent him a note, and he went to Atlanta?
Right. It doesn't exactly seem likely, and it doesn't seem like the commissioner of the NFL is waiting for, you know, a courier to deliver a handwritten invitation for him to come and take in a game in lovely Foxborough.
I've been to Foxborough many times. It's fine. It's just fine. All right. You tweeted out to me one of the better lines of the week, and that was Logan Ryan. We're good tacklers because the bad tacklers don't get to play. Exactly. He just summed up that defense to me is a much bigger story in this game. What's your opinion about the Patriots defense, Nora?
They're good. I don't think the questions about the strength of schedule and the competition, particularly the quarterbacks that they've faced, I don't think it invalidates their success. Now, sure, I don't think that they're going to hold the Falcons to 14 points, but they're good. They play well as a unit, and it's the most cliche thing to say about the Patriots, but, you know, they trade away Jamie Collins, and they just keep marching on, and they've found good replacements, and that's just it. They allow the fewest yards after catch because they are great tacklers. They get to the ball. They don't allow big plays. They're just really solid, and I think there's a chance that people will be pretty surprised that this game could end up being lower scoring than I think a lot of people have been expecting. I think I saw that the over was something like 59.
Yeah, 58-59, yeah.
That seems high to me.
Yeah, 58-59 is high. Bill Belichick's been there for 17 years. Tom Brady, same run. From the time that you've covered them, do you know anything more about Bill Belichick than the first time you heard him at a press conference?
Well, so this is my first year on the beach. So yeah. Full disclosure, that's not very long.
Yeah.
I would say he is warmer and funnier than he gets credit for. He can really drop a one-liner that'll put you in stitches. I mean, before the AFC Championship game, and I bet a lot of people saw this sort of circulate on the internet, somebody asked him about sort of the pomp and circumstance, and he's doing a press conference with the Lamar Hunt Trophy right next to him. There's a bazillion people in the room, and yada, yada, yada. And he just deadpans to everyone, "I know. I'm so excited." And he can be really funny. He really can be. And I don't know if it's his tone of voice or something. Everything is just comes across as so dry.
Yeah.
But even yesterday when he was speaking with us, he was asked what advice he's given his two sons who are on the Patriots staff with him. And the first thing that he said was, "Well, follow your dream," which is like the least Belichickian thing you'd expect to hear. But I really think he means it. I really think he said the other day, you know, that he doesn't feel like his job is working because he really loves it.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. He really does love what he does, and now he can be a, you know, pain in the you know where. But
I was hoping he'd say, "Oh, I told them to go do their job." I mean, but I guess that's not
right. right. But I guess it would. To sum that up, it's just that he's human.
Yeah,
he really is.
But if you ask him about history, he gives long answers.
Oh man. I mean, ask him about Ray Guy. It's like, you're going to be going for an hour. He can be incredible. It's Friday press conferences during the season are always the best because, as he likes to say, the hay's in the barn and they're sort of ready to go and there's usually less people in the room and sometimes people just go and go and go. And if there was one day this year where that was something like that was happening, and he actually extended the press conference.
Ooh.
The PR guys were saying, "Okay, let's wrap it up, we're done," and Bill just turns to them and goes, "Oh, it's okay, I gave a couple long answers, I can take a couple more."
Wow. I'm surprised.
It's unprecedented.
I'm surprised he talked about Ray Guy because normally Bill likes left-footed punters, but that's all right.
His line was that he was like a jugs machine.
Yeah, because my broadcast partner for Penn State football, Jack Ham, obviously played in the same era as Ray Guy. He says pretty much the same thing. That's what he was like. now the same thing about Brady. Now he missed the first four games, as we all know, and we know the reasons why. In your 1 year covering him, do you know anything more about him than the first time you saw him? She's thinking.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, sure, yes, tons of things that I didn't know before, but overall, Brady's a lot less accessible, and he's a lot more
guarded.
He's a lot more guarded. I don't think he is who he is. He's a family guy. He takes his job very seriously. He does have a pretty big chip on his shoulder, both about getting the respect that he feels he's due and also being very wary of outsiders and people who are not in his camp, sort of being around him and potentially passing judgment on him, which I think is pretty much what most people think Tom Brady is. And I would say that's all true.
Okay. Fair enough. You said you think it might not be as high scoring as people think. So how do you see playing how this thing plays out? You've been around this team all year. You know what they can and can't do. How do you think it plays out?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a shootout, but I do think that, and I think it's much more likely to be the Falcons, if they settle for field goals instead of touchdowns, they're going to have a really hard time winning.
Yeah, agreed.
Because I really do think that the Patriots' defense is legitimately very good, and I don't think they're going to make a lot of mistakes. I also think that, frankly, and again, you know, this is my first time going through this whole Super Bowl week and everything. Even personally, you realize all the stuff that they have to do and all of the different, you know, appearances and just how long it all takes and sort of how there are a lot of pitfalls. If you'd asked me 3 days ago if I felt like the Falcons' relative inexperience was going to be a big problem, I might have said, Thompson, I don't know, maybe a little bit.
Yep.
I can see them really being shook in their first time in the game, just because there's just so much going on. It just must have the possibility to be very overwhelming. So I think, I mean, my prediction that I've been giving people is 34-24 Patriots. And I think, I mean, you know, they're not going to be able to shut down Julio Jones. That's not realistic. The depth on the Falcons offense is going to be a really interesting challenge to see how Belichick decides to attack, because he's so good at taking away a team's number one, or, you know, the thing that they do best. He's so good at shutting it down.
But
I mean, you can make an argument that the best thing about the Falcons' offense is their running game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't choose to make that argument. I think Julio Jones is a game-breaking player, and he's the best thing on that team.
Yep.
But you can't just, you know, he's not going to be able to just say, okay, well, we're going to take away Julio Jones and try to hold him to, you know, 60 yards or something and call it a night. That doesn't work. There's too many other guys that they can go to. So it'll be really interesting to see what they do there. And then if Dan Quinn can come up with any sort of wrinkle on defense to slow down Brady, I'll be honest with you, I've had a hard time coming up with what I think that would be given their personnel, but I think those will be the two major things that I'm curious to see how they play out. But I'm going 34-24 Patriots.
All right. Well, in our Musburger moment here, the over-under is, what, 59? Nor brought us to 58.
Yeah.
All right. Nor, thank you so much on a very busy week for giving us some time and insight into the Patriots. We appreciate it very, very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Nora Princiati from the Boston Globe. My brother in the final half hour. Prop bets is only we can do it. We're suitless today, thus comfortable. On News Radio 1070 WKOK. We were doing station prop bets during the break, and I won another one. Courtesy of Le Suit. He now wants to be referred to as Le Suit. He feels it's more sophisticated. He does know wearing a leisure suit's out now, right? Does he understand that finally?
Yeah, he's not wearing one today.
Tell me he's wearing something. All right. Okay. Great to have you with us on the show. Prop bets in the next half hour. But the suit wants to know, how long is the national anthem?
Found the over-under for that. Luke Bryan will be singing. It's currently sitting at 2 minutes, 7.5 seconds.
That's a minute too long. All right.
The suit is taking the over.
And guess what I'm taking?
A trip to the kitchen to get a beverage before kickoff.
Don't care. Just start the game. I think they're going to open the roof for the game. The temperature's going to be 70, and the rain's supposed to stop at 2 o'clock. So I think they might open the roof. All right, final half hour includes my brother, Prop Bets. Sue'd always loved this segment. It's where he excelled.
Imagine yourself behind the wheel of the 2017 Lincoln MKZ with its refined 400 horsepower twin turbo V6, its effortless power, and the conversation quiet interior for a sense of serenity, a retractable panoramic roof for more sky than any other luxury sedan. It's like that. The exhilarating new 2017 Lincoln MKZ. Get your new Lincoln MKZ today with exceptional limited time offers, including a $1,500 retail premium bonus cash certificate and 0% for 36 months at your home for affordable American luxury. Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury. Or online at sunburylincoln.com. Financing with Lincoln AFS with approved credit.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our thanks to our great friends at Sunbury Motors. And Sunbury Motors Hyundai, which, by the way, has declared 2017 the year of the Elantra, for being with us every step of the way in our first 5 years. And today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Like our great friends at Purdy Insurance and Sunbury Motors, Brewers Outlet has been with us every step of the way all 5 years. So, with Super Bowl weekend coming up, let's get to what the specials are. Brewers Outlet specials this weekend for the Super Bowl. Bud and Bud Light 18-pack cans, $11.98. Great value. Labatt's 28-pack bottles, $19.95. Hurricane 40-ounce bottles, $1.50. Imports Domestics Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. And they have water, soft drinks, wine coolers. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Great snacks. And the pickle bar, love the dills, love the barrels. The pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Sunbury Motors. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the Super Bowl now. Tell everybody at Brewers Outlet we sent you over. Will that get you a discount? No, but it'll make us feel better. And we thank them for their 5 years. We thank Purdy Insurance for their 5 years. We thank Sunbury Motors for their 5 years. Something else. All right. Is the Mystic from the East ready?
He sure is.
I am ready.
And we thank him for the last 5.5 months.
Yes.
He's been I thank you for the 5.5 months.
No, thank you.
They got fans and everything.
They're both loving it.
They might have four legs and bark, but that's okay.
No, you've got people. Okay, no. I mean, we've got people saying they love hearing you.
It's fun, and it's okay. This week's I'm drawing a blank.
Trivia question?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just here to help.
The Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Just here to help.
This week's trivia question has no sponsor. Actually, it was going to be anonymous, but... well, because I'm all of them. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's right.
Okay, I'll go quick because we got a lot to do. Donnie Wahlberg shared the booth with Robert Kraft at the AFC Championship game. What special bond does Donnie Wahlberg and Tom Brady share?
Mark Wahlberg or Donnie Wahlberg?
Donnie Wahlberg.
From Blue Bloods?
Yes.
They're invested in Wahlburgers hamburgers.
Brady? No. Do 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 do.
Don't know.
Do, do. Sean?
Oh, I know. I know what it is. It's the fact that Bridget Moynihan is his sister in the TV
ding,
show.
Ding. You got it.
And yes, and Bridget Moynihan, by the way, you know where she grew up?
Long Meadow.
Yep, Long Meadow, right across the
border
from Enfield.
You're not going
to
get me, man.
No, never, never, no, never.
And I lived there, and I never saw her. So, but
she says she saw you.
That's why she had Tom Brady's baby.
That's right, absolutely.
That's, she was
sure,
thinking of me. You look like this guy I knew in Long Meadow.
And to quote the great Steven Tyler, dream on.
The kicker is she loves online slot play, too.
How many credits does she have? I won $3 billion today. $3 billion, baby.
Jeez, I'm almost scared to do the segment now, knowing that.
Well, I lost $5 billion yesterday because I had a meltdown and hit maximum hit, and I lost
great.
$5 billion credits in 5 minutes.
Patience, grasshopper.
I couldn't sleep all night, but I did good today. So,
oh, there you go.
Anyway, and I'm bummed out about one thing.
Sure.
I mean, this is all kidding aside. How come we're not at the Super Bowl on Radio Row?
How come we're not?
Yeah.
Well, I sort of had to go to Indiana this week on Tuesday and Wednesday, and do a basketball game that went triple overtime.
I think me and Sean deserve a trip to the Super Bowl.
There's many, many Fridays where I've thought the same thing about both of you.
Do you see the radio shows that are there? Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
Actually,
you can't make it up. And I know you shouldn't say anything bad about other shows, but some of these guys, Mike Francesa needs to retire and retire
he
now.
Is. Well, he's retiring in December.
Yeah, this
I know. He announced it 2 years ago. You know, he announced the date 2 years ahead of. Yeah. He's an angry man who kisses the butt of Jim Nantz and Phil Simms and Bill Parcells. He's their little lap puppy. But then if you call him with a question, he'll start yelling at you and hang up, like, and treat you like you're stupid. I thought Mad Dog was going to fail. Mad Dog has done great in French.
He's thriving. He's thriving on Sirius. Yes.
Yeah, Mad Dog is very good, and Francesa just turned into an angry man that you can't even listen to a show anymore. So
all right, let's go.
I don't want to say bad things.
God, let's go. Let's move.
No, it's true. I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know.
Oh, I know.
God, one day fell asleep on the air. He did. He fell asleep, and he simulcast on TV, and he was sleeping. There was he had a caller, and he fell asleep, and they had
the same thing happened to the suit.
You sure he didn't pause the DVR and his head was kind of off to the side with his
the drool working the whole nine yards? He talks in his sleep. But
all right, we'll see how you do with the Super Bowl prop bets.
All right.
Okay. You have the basic one, in-game prop bet, heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads.
Yeah, heads for me. Will either team make a field goal in the first quarter?
Yes.
Yes, and it'll be Atlanta.
Yes, for me, too. That's currently in the lead.
Actually, I think it'll be Atlanta. I think that's one of the biggest issues in this game is Atlanta needs touchdowns. They don't need field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Will either team score three straight times? Doesn't matter how you score. Score three times in a row.
The Patriots will.
Will either team score three straight times?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, yes for me too. I think that's going to be a key. Well, I'll save that for in a little bit when we make our pick. Here we go. Length of the first reception by New England Patriots former Penn State lacrosse great Chris Hogan. Over under standing at 11.5 yards. Length of his first reception.
Over.
Under. It'll be some quick out.
So far this year, average per catch, 17.9.
Yeah, I think he led the league in yards per catch.
I will stay with the Patriots. Will LeGarrette Blount score a touchdown in the first half? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking yes, too. Total yardage of all touchdowns. Total yardage of all touchdowns. The current
total yardage of all touchdowns? Okay.
Total yardage of all touchdowns. The current over-under is 100.5 yards, 100.5.
Under.
Over, because I think there'll be a big play.
Yeah, I was thinking a splash play, too. Yeah, I would think over. Total first downs by the Patriots. Total first downs by the Patriots. Currently, the over-under is sitting at 23.5.
Under.
Under, because I think that they'll move the ball in such a way where they're not going to get 23 first downs. They'll get scores.
Yeah, it sounds really high. Will Malcolm Butler intercept a pass?
Yes.
No, I don't think Matt Ryan will throw one.
Yeah, it's leaning toward the no right now by just a skosh. Let's see. Will the New England Patriots convert a fourth down attempt?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they will.
Oh, yeah, and it will be on a quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien told me when he came here to Penn State that the first thing the Patriots install in training camp is the quarterback sneak because they value it that much. It's always the first install in training camp.
Wow. That's interesting.
Will the opening kickoff result in a touchback? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, but the roof will be open, so if the roof's open, it's more likely, but I would say no. They've had 2 weeks. The kickers are rested. It'll be a touchback.
I was going to ask you this, Steve. How long can they wait, like, till the last minute to make a decision on the roof? Like, do they have a certain time
About 2 o'clock Central Time is about the last time because they have to be able to come out and warm up in the conditions the game is going to be played in.
Total passing yards by Matt Ryan. Currently, the over-under sitting at 325.5.
Under.
I'm gonna say he'll throw for over 350 in the game. I think the Patriots are actually going to slow down the run game and force him to throw it.
Yeah, he could be racking up a lot of yards in between the 30s.
I mean, I think he's gonna have 50 attempts in the game.
Wow. Speaking of Matty Ice, will he throw a touchdown pass in the first quarter, yes or no?
No.
Yes, I think he will.
Falcons have scored a touchdown.
I think it's going to be on the opening drive because the Falcons, Kyle Shanahan's done a great job on their script all season.
They have scored a touchdown on their opening drive the last 8 straight games. The distance of the first Matt Ryan touchdown pass. Over under currently at 13.5 yards.
Over.
Yeah, I'll go over.
Yeah, I say over too. Long distance offense. Total number of penalties by both teams in the game. Total number of penalties. Over under at 12.5.
Under.
Yeah.
Under. Carl Sheffers is the referee. He has his crew. Now, I know this is an all-star crew, so it's not all his crew. But normally in the Super Bowl, with an all-star crew, there are fewer penalties.
Speaking of penalties, will a roughing the passer penalty be called in the game? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Longest reception by Julio Jones. Over under at 25.5 yards.
Over. And he'll get one over 50.
Yeah.
Total receptions by Mohamed Sanu. Over under is at 4.
Sanu will have 8 to 10.
Yeah, I think over. I hope not, though. It's See, I don't think that's the way the Patriots are going to defend it. I think they're gonna step away from. Go ahead, keep going with the thing.
Yeah, we'll do a few more here, and then we'll do our game picks. What will happen first? A Falcons score or a Falcons punt?
Punt.
Falcons score, because I think they'll score in the opening drive.
Yeah, I think so too. Who will throw the touchdown pass? Who will throw the first touchdown pass? Tom Brady or Matt Ryan?
Tom Brady.
Matt Ryan.
Okay, let's try. Total, okay. We were talking about total passing yards for Matt Ryan. How about total passing yards for Tom Brady? Over, under, is it 310.5?
Under.
Over. I think you'll shred these guys.
I go over, too. Total rushing yards for LeGarrette Blount, over, under, 57.5 yards.
Over. Substantially
under.
Under.
Yeah,
under.
Yeah, he hasn't been racking up a lot of yards lately.
Under because I think Lewis is going to play as much as Blount.
They're going to pound the crap out of him with Blount. I think Blount carries the ball between 20 and 30 times.
Wow.
And he's the MVP of the game.
Okay, let's do one more fun one here. Will there be a penalty for excessive celebration? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Any referee who calls that.
right now
it's an all-star crew, no.
Yeah. Right now it's sitting at 5-2 odds.
That's okay, crazy. Make that call. The guys are all hyped up,
Yeah.
All right, well, here's where we ended up in our final standings of predictions. Kevin at 50, at 96 and 50. I ended up at 94 and 52.
Okay, so let's get now to the final pick.
Don't forget your secrets before you go to the movie tonight, all right?
There will be no break until he gives your score.
Lay it out then.
Steve was 89 and 57. That was the season.
You said it last week. You still got 89 right. That's good.
That's what the caboose says. At least I'm attached to the train.
All right.
We all did good. That's tough. That's tough. Tough to pick them. So,
all right,
Sean
Kevo.
Brought it right down to the wire.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
It's hard to believe back in October the swing game was the Chiefs-Steelers game. Wouldn't be for that
you
game.
Can't
we
make it up.
Yeah.
And I mean, you took your, and you're going to pick your team. So,
His team.
That's the problem. I didn't.
He didn't pick his team. Okay. I mean, the traitor went out and just went.
When did you not take Pittsburgh?
Well, back in October, remember?
That's right.
The Chiefs, the game I went to in October, the Chiefs game.
Yeah,
who would have thought that would have been the linchpin swing game in this whole deal? Who would have thought?
Wow.
Yeah, if I'd have done that, the chance we could be tied right now.
Going into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, paying a huge price for a lack of loyalty.
Yeah, we're still right there, though. If Pittsburgh won, beat the Patriots. And let's face it, if... what's his name? Doesn't get hurt, Bell. Could have been a different game.
Yeah.
They had to change everything they did. So,
you blow it.
That made taking Antonio Brown out of the game a big deal.
When you got no surefire number two wide receiver. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But Bell would have changed that. Bell, if he was gaining a lot of yards, then the safeties would have had to commit. And then the cornerbacks, they have to commit to that. And that leaves Brown wide open, leaves him one-on-one.
So. Well, we got about 3 minutes remaining here in the show. So, Kev, what do you think about Sunday night?
Well, I'll go quick. I wrote it down. So I think the team that can effectively run the ball on offense, and that could be Dinkin and Duncan, it doesn't have to be a run, long drives, and be able to put pressure on the quarterback with four down linemen on defense, will win the game. And I think the Patriots can do that. And I also don't have a lot of faith in Matt Ryan in these big, big spots. He's failed every time. So if I'm going to pick someone, I'd take the Patriots, and I got 34-21 Patriots.
Well, you brought up LeGarrette Blount a minute or two ago, and I think that's what Belichick is going to do. He's going to pound it and drain clock to keep the ball away from Matt Ryan.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering, well, go back to the Houston Patriots game. Houston was able to get some three and outs on Brady, so if Atlanta can get that, get a quick score or two, have New England play from behind for a while, they've got a shot. But I'm now to the point where I've got to see it to believe it when it comes to New England losing, so I'm taking the Patriots.
Yeah, then Atlanta doesn't have Clowney.
Well, they got Vic Beasley, but is he going to get to Brady?
No, he's not as big as Clowney.
Here's the key to beating the Patriots. You must have outstanding defensive end play to then set up really good up the middle play. When the Giants beat the Patriots in the two Super Bowls, and the Ravens have done this as well, they get great pressure from the outside, but not sacks from the outside. Mm-hmm. What it creates is then, because the Patriots have to adjust to all the outside pressure, it then leaves one-on-one up the middle. The Falcons can get pressure from the outside, but they are not good enough up the middle. 38-34 Patriots, continuing the tradition of Patriots Super Bowl wins by 4 points or less.
That's funny. But you talked about the games they lost, and the Giants did not have to blitz. They were able to get pressure on Brady with four guys. And that's how you beat the Patriots. Now you've got a lot of defenders back there. If you got to blitz him, he'll kill you. He'll absolutely destroy you, and so will Matt Ryan. So
there you go. Going with New England.
So there you go. Taking the Pats.
Oh yeah. So
I'd pay money to see the commissioner give the Patriots the trophy. I think that's hilarious.
They'll all be professionals, but everybody will overanalyze it. So.
Yeah, and look at it. Garoppolo got to showcase himself, so now he's going to get traded for a number one pick. The Patriots will get their number one pick back. Right. They get the Super Bowl.
Yep, and they'll use it on a guy like Taco Charlton from Michigan. It will give them the defensive pass rusher they needed.
Yeah, they lost nothing except $1 million, and Kraft is one of the richest men in the world, so who cares? The commissioner's going to be like, wow, that didn't work.
Here, I'll pay you a fine. Here, take the money. See you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tip he gives out at 21.
He got a well-rested Brady. He's only played, he missed the first four games. He was healthy, so...
That's actually a really good point. I mean, Brady's only playing in his, 17th game of the year, 16th
exactly.
game of the year?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. He didn't take the beating he would have taken, so he
all
let
right.
the backups take it.
Exactly. Brissett and Garoppolo all got beaten up, and he's like, okay, we're all set? All right, I'm here.
Yeah. Now the line's all set. I'm coming back.
Okay, play ball. All right, enjoy the game.
You guys too. Thank you.
Talk to you next Friday.
Fun. Stay safe.
Yeah.
No big partying.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I'll be sitting here.
Yeah.
Okay,
everybody. Our fifth anniversary, 5 years of doing this show. How about that? Thanks to everybody. We will talk to you Monday on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.